We have to get on our own resources in America. If we do, we can cut out 60% of OPEC oil.
Oil, natural gas, wind, water, solar, nuclear. Industries of energy. Energy.
We've got fantastic opportunities to use new technologies to secure the American people and at the same time be better stewards of the environment.
You have questions. We have answers.
Listen carefully.
You can't really be against hydrofracking and say you're an environmentalist because immediately the default options are fuels that are much less clean.
For the next hour, Sean Wilson and Butch Black explore the energy industry with news and interviews from around the corner and around the globe.
Nuclear is one of the directions that we should innovate in.
The Exploring Energy Show begins now.
And now it is. A very good Monday morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. Sean Wilson, Butch Black, our host of sponsors, and you, our great listeners. So, let's get started here. First of all, congratulations to the LA Rams. Winning yesterday's Super Bowl. It was a good game. I mean, it was a defensive battle. I liked that.
Well, the offenses were just exactly alike.
Well, isn't that the truth? Elk City Meals on Wheels, 1510 West 9th Street, 580-225-5821. If you'd like to call in your order. Dining room hours from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday. $6 for anybody, $5 for senior citizens, including your drink and your dessert. Okay, today on Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to my darling wife, Regina. Better get that done.
Yeah, I've already wished mine.
This is our 39th one together, so we're excited. Here we go. Chicken, fried steak, fried okra salad, biscuit, and cherry cheesecake. That's what's on tap today at the Elk City Meals on Wheels. Chicken, fried steak, fried okra, salad, biscuit, and cherry cheesecake. There's your Valentine's Day.
Yeah, cherry cheesecake.
It certainly is. I'm all talking about Valentine's. Something pop up on my phone. The Perfect Love for You is out there. It's my It was my Bible app. That is The Perfect Love. Okay, also we are going to have Oklahoma State Superintendent of School Candidates, Republican candidates for the Oklahoma State Superintendent of Schools. Monday, February 21st. 6 p.m. It is the Elk City Convention Center, so that's a week from today. It's going to be Ryan Walters and Dr. John Cox as a question and answer forum brought to you by the Western Oklahoma Patriots. It is going to be Monday night, the 21st, 6 p.m., Elk City Civic Center. You got any good news for us over there, Butch? Welcome back, by the way. I missed you, man.
It's good to be back.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on what you consider good news.
Well, I guess there's always that.
You know, it's all how you look at it. Yeah. WTI crude on the NYMEX March exchange is actually down 41 cents, but it's still at $92.69. Brent crude on the ICE April exchange is down 51 cents to $93.93. NYMEX natural gas on the March exchange is up 16 cents to $4.10 per million BTU. RBOB gasoline on the NYMEX exchange for March is down $2.06 to $271.80, and NYMEX heating oil for the same month is at $288.69. That's down $2.40. Then I get to hear I'm listening to the news for the last couple of days, and they're talking about oil prices are up because Russia's going to invade Ukraine. Oh, well, yeah, absolutely. That's got some bearing on it. But prices have been going up since long before this started, and blaming it on Russia is not going to help you.
No, not one living lick. Here it is, the Baker Hughes rig count on this Monday morning. Up 22 rigs. From a week ago, from 613 to 635. I'll give you an idea. That's 238 up from a year ago. So 238 more rigs drilling right now than there was 1 year ago. 617 on land, 2 on the inland water, 16 in the offshore. And of those, 516 drilling for oil, 118 drilling for gas. And one geothermal well back on the list, as listed as miscellaneous. Horizontal, 574 of those being drilled horizontally. 33 directionally drilled wells, and 28 vertically drilled wells. Here's your state-by-state variances. Your Baker Hughes rig count on this Monday morning has Alaska with 8 active drilling rigs, unchanged from a week ago. California also stayed steady with 7. Unchanged is Colorado with 12 active drilling rigs. Louisiana lost 1 from 55 down to 54. The independent rig count in Kansas showed they had a loss of 3 wells from 41 down to 39. I'm going to check my numbers on that. Yeah, from 42 down to 39, that is correct. In Kansas, that is. On New Mexico, unchanged at 92 active drilling rigs here on the Baker Hughes rig count. North Dakota, one of the big gainers, with 3 active drilling rigs more than a week ago to 33. Ohio, unchanged at 12. Oklahoma also gained 3 from 50 to 53 active drilling rigs. That's 36 more than a year ago, just to give you an idea. 17 drilling rigs going in Oklahoma this time last year. 24 rigs in Pennsylvania. That's also a gainer of 3 from 21. Texas, the big gainer.
Well, sure.
13 active drilling rigs gained from 287 to an even 300 in Texas.
It's easy to do when you've got the most rigs.
Isn't that the truth? In Utah, up 2 from 10 to 12. West Virginia down 1 from 12 to 11. And Wyoming unchanged at 15. Big basin still. The Permian, 301 drilling there. 54 in the Eagleford. 54 in the Haynesville. 34 in the Williston, 35 in the Marcellus, 25 in the Cana Woodford, 12 in the DJ Niobrara. Granite Wash has 5 active drilling rigs.
Cool.
So
we'll take it.
You betcha. I mean, you know, we had, like I said, I keep going back to that question that we had, but from a listener, you know, hey, how come with the price of oil, there isn't just this boom going on? Well, it is gradually getting steadier, but like you said, the amount of service companies available to do service work, the amount of labor pool,
the amount of equipment that's available to go out.
That's job ready.
Yeah. You know, we talked about that with Halliburton, is the fact that right now they don't have the equipment to cover, even if they had the labor, they don't have the equipment to cover much more than what they're doing right this minute. Right. So that's where we're at. And, of course, with supply chains and everything like they are, getting new equipment or parts for old equipment is a pain in the drain.
Isn't that the truth?
Whew. Well, I'm going to work like the devil to bring gas prices down.
Woo, come on with it.
That's according to Joe Biden. He said this during remarks on his administration's work to lower health care costs recently, which were made at Germana Community College in Virginia. As far as I'm concerned, he's been working like the devil since he got there. Or doing the devil's work.
I'll go with that.
He said, look again. Slight digression. Inflation is up. It's up. And coming from a family when the price of gas went up, you felt it in the household. You knew what it was like. It matters. What Biden said during the remarks. I'm going to work like the devil to bring gas prices down, which I'm working to make sure that we keep strengthening the supply chains to bring the cost of energy and everything else and the goods that come to America down by helping the ports 24/7 by changing a whole range of things, he added. And I just read that paragraph and can't tell you that there's anything in it.
Anyway, that must have come right out of the White House.
Yeah, he says, you know what's happened with COVID. COVID has caused significant increases in prices in the supply chain because when a factory shuts down in another part of the world and you need that particular product in order to finish and build whatever you're working on, price goes up exponentially, like for cars. In a statement posted on its website on February 10th, AAA noted that a decrease in total stocks and an increase in demand have contributed to the upward pressure on pump prices, but added that rising crude prices continue to play a dominant role in pushing pump prices higher. The organization also projected that pump prices will likely continue to follow suit as demand grows and stocks decrease if crude prices continue to climb. According to the AAA's website, the current average for regular gas prices is $3.48. Actually, it's $3.48. Yesterday's average was $3.485. The week ago average was $3,441. The month ago average was $3,306, and the year ago average was $2,505. $2.50 and a half cents. In November last year, Biden announced that the Department of Energy would make available releases of 50 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to lower prices for Americans. This release is taking place in two ways, with 32 million barrels released in the form of an exchange over the next few months, and 18 million barrels released in the form of a sale that Congress had previously authorized. In December 2021, the U.S. Department of Energy revealed that it would issue a notice of sale for 18 million barrels of crude from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve on December 17th. You know, I read two or three of his quotes right there, and I can't tell you that I can hang my hat on any of it, because it was... it was roundabout.
I hear you. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about something that's finally come to the Oklahoma legislature, and that is carbon capture. Keep it right here. We'll be back with more of the Exploring Energy Show here on the Monday edition right after this.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean Wilson and Butch Black.
Could you use up to $7,500 to jumpstart your future? The people of Oklahoma Oil and Natural Gas are looking for the next generation of game changers who will find new and more efficient ways to produce the energy that fuels our life. That's why they're providing scholarships to students interested in pursuing a degree in the oil and natural gas industry. They need your energy. If you want to be the future of energy, visit oerb.com/scholarships to apply today.
We are no longer taking 2 to 3 years to get teeth straightened. We have several cases that range anywhere from 3 to 8 months. Fast braces are amazing. It's a patented wire system with advanced brackets that help to move and rotate the teeth at the same time. They are very fast. Traditional braces go through a different series of wires. Fast braces is all one wire. We had a particular patient, and I mean, he was done in 3 months. Mom was ecstatic. My name is Jamie Cameron, and I am a dentist in Weatherford at 129 North Bradley, a block north of Brahms.
Also at Liberty Dental in Carnegie on Main Street, right next to the movie theater.
JamieCameronDDS.com. You can also visit us on our Facebook page, JamieCameronDDS. Where we treat you like family and do life-changing dentistry.
What do these companies want from you?
When they call you, they want you to answer the phone, and whether it's Sunday, Saturday, or Monday, they also want customer service. Do what you say you're going to do. I mean, because when they're in a bind, they're in a bind. You want that company to think of you first. Oh, we need this. Well, call Brock. You call me. We'll get it taken care of. You needed a hose like yesterday. We will stop what we're doing, and if we got to go to our Oklahoma City shop and get it, we'll do that. And I've done that for a lot of my customers. If they call me, they're expecting me to get whatever task done. To a farmer, a tractor, combine, gets them up and running. He's back in the field, makes some money. Guy in the oil field, their piece of equipment's running again. That makes some money. Solves that problem. I'm Brock Kalk, and my company is American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's, or call me at 580-821-4413, 821-4413.
Sean Wilson and Butch Black with the Exploring Energy Show return now.
And we have returned. Actually, like Butch said, we didn't really go anywhere, but we're here. Glad you sticked around, right? Safety flow, 10,000 pounds of pressure on a pipe is extremely dangerous. We're supposed to be talking to Dandy Don Gretterman this Thursday about safety.
Not if you're 6 or 12 miles away.
You got that right. Who's inspecting your flow iron? Whoever it is, they need to know what they're doing. Their certificates need to be up to date. Their people need to be trained really well. They need to have the right equipment. Dustin Nix at Safety Flow NDT has been doing this for 15 years. And he's so confident you'll love the job they do. He's offering a big discount to first-time customers. Safety Flow NDT will inspect the first 50 pieces of pipe on the first job you order for free. That's a $1,500 to $2,000 savings. Call Dustin Nix at Safety Flow NDT, 580-383-0136. 580-383-0136. Tell them we sent you. And also DCP Services, Butch's real-time job.
My alma mater.
They offer fully insured contract pumpers, consultants, roustabout services, also including backhoes, tractors, forklifts, mowing, and trenching. They rebuild Kimray valves and Western chemical pumps, Kimray controls to like new condition. And they sell and repair Texam solar pumps, other solar pumps as well. And they have a braided and slick line capability in their wireline division. For pumping, roustabout, or wireline services, call Jeff Davis, 580-660-0501, or Butch Black, 580-303-1886. And since all the major supply stores have pulled out of this area, DCP has a full-service supply store for pipe, valves, and fittings geared toward pipeline, processing, and production. Located at 317 North Van Buren right here in Elk City, call Ernie Barker, 580-339-1773. 580-339-1773 for the pipe, valves, and fittings store. Okay. Carbon capture measure is introduced in Oklahoma legislature. The Oklahoma legislature is being asked this year to deal with the growing technology of carbon capture from the production of hydrogen. Senator Kim David, a Republican from Porter, introduced Senate Bill 1856, which would direct the Secretary of Energy and Environment to create and administer a grant program for firms utilizing sequestration of carbon capture from the production of hydrogen from natural gas. Under the bill, the grant program would receive appropriations from the legislature, and if approved and signed into law, it would become effective of November 1 this year. Carbon sequestration is not only the capture of atmospheric carbon dioxide, but the storage of it. Many believe it is a strong step toward reducing the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere and reducing global climate change. Senator David has served on the Senate Energy and Rules Committee. She also holds a Bachelor's of Science degree in Petroleum Geology from Oklahoma State University and spent nearly a decade working in petroleum marketing nationally and internationally. So, good representation there for Oklahoma. But, you know, but we know it's coming. I mean, yeah. it's something that we might as well go ahead and embrace. And if they're making it from natural gas, it's a win-win.
It is. And they use natural gas in the production of hydrogen.
Sure. So. That's what I'm saying. That's the good news.
That is the good news.
Yeah.
Bad news is that Ukrainians are starting to feel abandoned.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, Ukraine's ambassador to the United Kingdom said Monday, as tensions with Russia escalate, many nations urge their citizens to leave the country. Problem is that Ukrainians are pushed, you know, to panic. Madam Prostryko, Ukraine's ambassador to the UK, said. The airlines are canceling the flights. Money has been withdrawn by investors. Ukrainians feel they've been abandoned. Tensions between Ukraine and Russia heightened over the weekend after the United States warned that an invasion would be imminent. It's kind of like they're pushing this.
Oh, you think?
You know, Dutch airline KLM suspended its flights into Ukraine, and other companies are considering doing the same. Given the high level of threat, the U.S. decided to pull some of its staff from Kiev. European diplomatic services are still operating in Kiev, but different European nations have told their citizens to avoid flying into Ukraine and have asked those residing in the country to leave while commercial means are still available. Prostryko said that he felt quite bad about the UK's decision to warn its people to leave Ukraine because not many people can leave. My family can't leave. My mom can't leave. My family, my brother lives here. He said, so many friends, we feel the word abandoned. He said, maybe this is a bit harsh, but that's how Ukrainians believe that they've been treated as of now. We just wanted to remind everybody, we don't want this war. Despite ambitions to join NATO and the European Union, Kiev is currently not a member of either of these organizations. Therefore, it's more difficult to receive military assistance in case of a Russian invasion. In fact, the U.S. and other Western countries have already said they would not be sending troops to Ukraine to fight Russia. It's not a smart move. We're not a family of anybody who would come to help us and support, the ambassador noted, adding that as a result, we can't expect somebody will come to save us. If this does go ahead and take place, as it seems like the White House has been pushing and pushing and pushing, oil's going to go through the roof. It is not going to help with the pricing on anything because the market's going to be scared. It's going to jump hugely. It's going to be a huge knee-jerk reaction. And nobody really wants to go over there and fight against Russia because they know Putin's a nut job.
Yeah. Yeah, you know that's right. Well, a new report details Oklahoma's oil and natural gas industry make a huge contribution to the state's economy. A new report tells the story of how essential the oil and natural gas industry is to Oklahoma and how it's positioned to be the key to our state's well-being in the future. The report, completed by Region Track, for the Oklahoma Energy Resources Board, has compelling numbers. For example, during the pandemic and the economic slowdown in 2020, the industry still created $19 billion in state gross domestic product, $16.5 billion in household earnings, supported tens of thousands of families and small businesses, and includes 145,000 skilled and high-paying jobs. Oklahoma's oil and natural gas industry is far the largest taxpayer in the state, according to the Bureau of Economic Analysis. The industry paid $2.66 billion in business taxes in 2020. When you look at the industry's contributions to Oklahoma, the numbers tell a story everyone in the state needs to know, said OERB Chairman David Lenorman. The people of Oklahoma, oil and natural gas are made up of your neighbors, friends, and family, and we're proud of what we do for the state and invested in its future. These dollars are making a big impact on the local level, too, with $410 million in ad valorem taxes in 2020. And $720 million in severance taxes in 2021. Ad valorem tax, of course, going to the schools. The oil and natural gas industry is the only major source of earmarked taxes that provide direct funding for uses like education and county roads. Over the past decade, $2.1 billion in funds have been appropriated for education, an average of more than $200 million annually. School districts in 24 counties, many rural counties, have received more than $1 million from industry severance taxes each year for the past decade.
Hmm.
That's what the oil and gas industry is bringing to the state of Oklahoma.
There you go. Well, the U.S. LNG project developer Tellurian has stated that the construction of its Driftwood LNG export facility will begin in April of 2022.
Wow.
The total cost of the project, designed to produce 27.6 million tons per annum of LNG, is near $30 billion, while $12 billion are needed just to complete Phase 1 of the Driftwood LNG facility, which will be located on the Calcasieu River south of Lake Charles, Louisiana, and will only take several years to pay this cost back. That's as pricing as it is right now. Driftwood already has a $15.5 billion turnkey engineering procurement and construction contract with Bechtel in place that guarantees cost, performance, and schedule. The Dow was agreed on back in 2017. The first phase will consist of two plants, each with up to four liquefaction trains, according to Tellurian. This will create about 400 direct jobs and 6,500 construction jobs. Tellurian has already invested about $150 million and purchased some 1,000 acres of real estate, ensuring a construction site for the project. Each Driftwood LNG plant is expected to have up to four liquefaction trains for a total design capacity of as much as 27.6 million metric tons per year. The facility will have an annual capacity of 550 BCF once Phase 1 is complete. The first delivery could take place in 2026.
Wow.
That's pretty quick turnaround.
Yeah, from the ground up.
Yeah, considering that all they've got right now is the property.
Yeah.
He says Chief Sharif Suki, who's executive chairman of Tellurian and frequently referred to as the godfather of LNG, said in a video the company posted on its website that it signed 10-year deals with Shell, Governor, and Vitol for 9 million tons of gas, and that is justified beginning on the work on the first phase of the scheme. He confirmed that construction would start in April as promised. We have access to enough capital to make sure we can do the first year of construction, Suki said. He added that He added that Tellurian was attempting to arrange financing with 45 different lenders, which was like herding cats. It is critical to get it right for the value of the shareholders, so we're not going to rush through the process. We're very comfortable starting the construction program without being completely sure that the financing will be put in place. We now have a number of banks that are willing to consider a project like this. We feel very confident and comfortable that this will be done, he's concluded. So the way LNG is moving right now, we need to be set up where we can
ship it out.
Yeah, well, we can export it.
That's it.
Immediately.
We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, another federal judge puts a thorn in the heel of Brandon. We'll be back with that story and more as our Monday edition of the Exploring Energy Show continues in a moment.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
When you're producing your well or bringing a well in order to move fluids around on that job site, they hook up high-pressure flow iron pipe. When they do that, it can go up to pressure as high as 15,000 pounds. So what we do is we take that iron once a year, and we do an annual inspection on it, a visual inspection, a UT inspection, pressure test, and then we band it and hold on to the certifications during that annual period. What I'd like to do is I'd like to offer 50 pieces inspected for free on the first job that you call us out on. That's probably going to be around, depending on the pieces of iron, it's going to be between a $1,500 and $2,000 discount. Safety Flow NDT. Just call me, Dustin Nix. My phone number is 580-383-0136. 383-0136. We'll go to work 24/7. You can call me at any time. If you're in a bind, we'll get a crew out there to get you taken care of.
One of the services that we provide is if you're a new customer and you're wanting to get set up in bulk, we will set tanks on your place. We have double-walled Roth brand tanks that have a pneumatic pump on them and a hose reel and a metered nozzle so that we can set those. And those are ours. We loan them to you to use while you're our customer. And so then when you call and say, hey, I need 200 gallons of this oil, we'll bring it out, fill your tank up, and you're good to go. You just continue using product, saving money, being happy, and life is going on. My name is Sean Estes, and the company I work for is Camarock. Give me a call at 405-301-5803. 405-301-5803. Come see us at Camarock, 2111 South Main in Elk City, right behind Fred's Steakhouse.
Sean Wilson and Butch Black with the Exploring Energy Show return now.
Life's simpler when the big voice guy tells you what to do.
Yeah.
Allegiant Land Services. They are a leader in energy solutions. They're headquartered in the rural community of Sealing, Oklahoma, and they have the knowledge to bridge the gap between company and community. From acquisition, project management, and consulting, Allegiant Land Services has the people and the experience to get your job done right and get it done right the first time. They're proud to provide their clients with team members equipped with well-rounded education in the oil and gas industry, as well as wind and solar negotiation. And being landowners themselves, they know what it's like on the other side. Unmatched energy solutions company. That's what Allegiant Land Services and Consulting is. They are truly honest, efficient, reliable. Contact them online, AllegiantLand.com. AllegiantLand.com. Or call their Sealing, Oklahoma office, 405-883-7007. And Sustaining Oklahoma's Energy Resources Sower, they've got their upcoming plunger lift workshop the 24th of February. They also have their free Sower Connect app. All one word, Sower, and the word Connect, S-O-E-R, Connect, all one word, Sower Connect app, free for iOS or Android. And you got the Lease Pumpers Handbook at touch of your fingertips. You can filter and link and search. Makes it so much easier. Also, you can submit questions seeking advice from older industry professionals when faced with difficulties in the field. Guys like Butch Black. It's all one word, Sower Connect. And to find out more and to register for the upcoming events, SowerOK.com. SowerOK.com. Okay, as promised, A U.S. judge strikes down Brandon's climate damage cost estimate. Dun, dun, dun. A federal judge on Friday blocked the Brandon administration's attempt to put greater emphasis on potential damage from greenhouse gas emissions when creating rules for polluting industries. U.S. District Judge James Kane of the Western District of Louisiana sided with Republican attorneys general from energy-producing states who said the administration's action to raise the cost estimate of carbon emissions threatened to drive up energy costs while decreasing state revenues from energy production. The judge issued an injunction that bars the Brandon administration from using the higher cost estimate, which puts a dollar value on damages caused by every additional ton of greenhouse gases emitted into the atmosphere. President Brandon, on his first day in office, restored the climate cost estimate to about $51 per ton of carbon dioxide emissions after the Trump administration had reduced the figure to about $7 or less per ton. Former President Donald Trump's estimate included only damages felt in the U.S. versus the global damages captured in higher estimates that were previously used under the Obama administration. Interesting. The estimate would be used to shape future rules for oil and gas drilling, automobiles, and other industries. Using a higher cost estimate would help justify reductions in planet warming emissions by making the benefits more likely to outweigh the expenses of complying with the new rules. So just regulate them out of business, basically. Yeah. Known as the social cost of carbon, the damage figure uses economic models to capture impacts from rising sea levels, reoccurring droughts, and other consequences of climate change. The $51 estimate was first established in 2016 and used to justify major rules such as the Clean Power Plan, former President Barack Obama's signature effort to address climate change by tightening emission standards from coal-fired power plants and separate rules imposing tougher vehicle emission standards. The Supreme Court blocked the Clean Power Plan before it even took effect. And a more lenient rule imposed by the Trump administration was later thrown out by the federal appeals court. The carbon cost estimate had not yet been used as a very much under President Brandon, but is being considered in a pending environmental review of oil and gas lease sales in western states.
I hate that for him.
Boy, I do too. I do too. But I mean, it's like a monkey throwing a dart at a dartboard. Okay, let's do that.
Well, he's jumping up and down talking about lowering prices.
Sure.
Fuel prices. And then doing everything he can to cause them to go up.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't, that administration doesn't know, the left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing. And they're fighting against themselves.
I remember Trump in one of the debates saying if he's elected, you're going to see $4, $5, $6 gas within 2 years.
Yeah.
It's been a year. Yeah.
Well, big oil's pumping cash as if $100 oil has already arrived.
Come on, will you?
Yeah. The world's oil super majors are pumping out cash as if crude was already trading at $100 a barrel. BP PLC, Shell PLC, Total Energies, SE, ExxonMobil, and Chevron just generated the highest free cash flow since the start of 2008 when oil first climbed above $100 a barrel. Crude isn't that high yet, but spending is much lower, meaning there's more money to return to investors. Over the past decade, oil and gas companies have had to trim the fat, said Laura Hoy, an equity analyst at Hargreaves Lansdowne. These leaner firms are benefiting the most from the current rally, especially as elevated oil prices look like they're here to stay. The five super majors mostly surpassed analysts' expectations for fourth quarter earnings, reporting combined free cash flow of $37 billion when Brent crude averaged almost $80 a barrel. That compares to $40 billion in the first quarter of 2008 when the average was $96. Their adjusted net income, see, that's quite a change. You made $40 billion when it was $96 a barrel. And now they've made $37 billion at $80 a barrel, which means they have really cut some costs.
Right.
Their adjusted net income also soared to $31 billion, but the highest quarter more than 9 years. So, and, I mean, they're using the super majors. they're using these big wigs because they are publicly traded. Their records are highly visible, easy to get. But, I mean, this holds true for the little mom-and-pop companies, too.
Sure.
In the process, they've had to cut, although since they are smaller companies, they are going to have to pay, usually have to pay higher service company pricing because they don't have the multitude of work.
Right.
It's just like when you're Walmart buying. Walmart buys bulk. Huge amounts.
Bulk. Yeah.
So they get a lower price.
Sure.
And it's the same way when you're using service companies. If you have a huge schedule of work that you're going to use this company on, you'll get a better price. And even though the little mom and pops, the independents, are having to pay a little more, they're still putting huge amounts of money back in their pocket because they've cut costs. And that's why they started drilling back months ago when the majors are just now getting fired right. up, is because they didn't have to send dividends back to investors.
Yep.
They didn't
or
have
ask to, their permission
or kiss their feet to right. be able to do what needs to be done. So, and I mean, it really is looking pretty good for the American shale industry at this point. If we don't get regulated, like you said earlier, if we don't get regulated out of it, it looks good. I still don't see a huge major boom happening again. I mean, the Permian is about, I think, as close as we're going
to
get.
Unless we go to war.
Even if we went to war, I'm not sure it would get to that point. Because, seriously, we don't have the equipment and the personnel.
Yeah.
And we've been through these before and realized that there's a lot of waste in them and everything. I think it'll be a more determined program Effort. Now to get the most bang for your buck that you can.
Efficiency.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Well, this going on north of our border with our neighbor to the north, and I don't mean Canada. I'm talking about Kansas. A Kansas judge okays lawsuit that claims gas price gouging by energy titan BP last winter during Storm Uri. Residents of the tiny southeastern Kansas town of Mulberry, not Mayberry, but Mulberry, have won the first round in a lawsuit claiming energy giant BP gouged them on natural gas prices during the freeze emergency last February. A Crawford County judge dismissed a motion by BP to shut down the lawsuit and ruled Wednesday that several Mulberry townspeople have the right to sue the mega corporation, formerly known as British Petroleum. The big issue here is the Kansas Consumer Protection Act and the right of individuals to file a claim, said James Zakura, a lawyer representing Mulberry and its municipal gas customers. The judge said, yes, and we have the right under law. The amount of that issue is a little over $51,000, a drop in the ocean compared to BP's 2021 profit of $12.8 billion, which was also announced Wednesday. But what's happening in Crawford County's courthouse could be an important test case and eventually affects whether everyone in the state has the right to pay off hundreds of millions of dollars in extraordinarily high gas prices that were charged during the February freeze last year. So this court decision could set a precedent. Comes the day after the Kansas Corporation Commission approved Kansas Gas Service moving forward to collect $366 million of winter storm costs from its 640,000 customers, which would add $5 to $7 to customers' bills for the next 5 to 10 years. While Mulberry residents buy their gas through their city utility and aren't part of the KSG case, Wednesday's ruling could clear the way for customers of any utility, including KGS, to sue for relief under the Consumer Protection Act, according to Zakura. Hmm. So interesting. This town's like, hey, listen, man, we can't absorb $51,000 worth of gas costs. You know, you're gouging us here.
Yeah.
So we'll wait and see. But this could definitely set a precedent not only in Kansas, but in other states that were affected.
Yeah. Yeah, it can.
Serious.
Well, the contract values are up. Way up.
On commodities?
On oil and natural gas, or on oil. Oil and gas industry saw a 77% increase in overall contract value in the fourth quarter of 2021. This is although there was a decrease of 14% in the number of contracts. We got less contracts, but they're worth more.
Nice.
That's according to data and analytics company Global Data, which recently released a report on global oil and gas industry contracts. The report revealed that the overall contract value increased from $34.32 billion in the third quarter to $60.84 billion in the fourth quarter. The number of deals was said to have declined from 1,608 in the third quarter to 1,383 in the fourth quarter. Operation and maintenance deals represented 48% of the total contracts in the fourth quarter, followed by procurement with a 19% global data revealed. So contracts are up, or contracts count is down, but value is extremely more
increased,
higher.
Yeah.
So it's making a huge difference in the way things are going and how things are working.
Speaking of working, let's do this. Going to push a couple buttons, pay a couple bills here, hear from some of our great sponsors, and we'll be back with the mop-up segment of the Monday edition of the Exploring Energy Radio Show. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean Wilson and Butch Black.
We are no longer taking 2 to 3 years to get teeth straightened. We have several cases that range anywhere from 3 to 8 months. Fast braces are amazing. It's a patented wire system with advanced brackets that help to move and rotate the teeth at the same time. They are very fast. Traditional braces go through a different series of wires. Fast braces is all one wire. We had a particular patient, and he was done in 3 months. Mom was ecstatic. My name is Jamie Cameron, and I am a dentist in Weatherford at 129 North Bradley, a block north of Brahms.
Also at Liberty Dental in Carnegie on Main Street, right next to the movie theater.
JamieCameronDDS.com. You can also visit us on our Facebook page, JamieCameronDDS, where we treat you like family and do life-changing dentistry.
Hey, it's Sean with Galleria Furniture Mattress and Appliance Outlet in Elk City. Here's a riddle for you. What furniture, mattress, and appliance outlet store in Elk City has the biggest showroom in Western Oklahoma? Over $1 million in inventory? Where you never pay retail? Has the most buying power? And carries the top name brands? Nope, not those guys. It's us at Galleria Furniture, Mattress, and Appliance Outlet in Elk City. Remember, friends, don't let friends pay retail.
Sugar Creek Casino presents. If you heard the party's coming, then you heard right. Shake it to the left. Neil McCoy, live Saturday, February 26th at Sugar Creek Casino's Event Center. He's the nitro-burning, hit-making Neil McCoy at Sugar Creek Casino.
Billy's got his beer goggles on.
Get your tickets by phone, Players Club, or online at sugarcreekcasino.com. The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
Oh, yeah. Well, get paid well, get to go home at night. Sounds like a dream, doesn't it? Nope, it's reality. Camrock Supply needs drivers. Camrock pays drivers $20 to $25 an hour, depending on your experience. If you like to be around your family or you like to have some time at home at night, in your own bed, it's a job for you. Got to have a Class A CDL, be able to pass a drug test, and have enough experience to know what's going on. Besides very good pay, you get insurance, like health, dental, and vision, and you get to go home at night. There's the main benefit. Apply in person at Camrock, 2111 South Main Street in Elk City, next to Fred's Steakhouse. Get paid well, get to go home at night. Come by and see Camrock. Become a driver for them. And when you call, you're expecting them to get something done. That's what Brock Kalk says about American Hose and Supply. Because a busted hose means you're not getting work done. They know that. You're not making money. They know that. Tractors, combines, oil field equipment, too. They'll do whatever it takes to get something to you and solve your problem. American Hose and Supply, 821-4413, 580-821-4413.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what.
Tell me what, brother.
Permian oil output to grow for several years.
Really?
Yep. Said crude oil production from the prolific Permian Basin of West Texas has topped estimates and may grow by an annual rate of 600,000 barrels a day over the next several years, according to pipeline giant Plains All American Pipeline. Houston-based company expects to move nearly 5.3 million barrels a day of oil in the Permian this year, up to 19% from last year. While not equivalent to production, we're moving more, but it's not equivalent to what's being produced.
Right.
Those flows would exceed the current output record for the basin, according to data from the Energy Information Administration. The agency expects output to reach a new high of 5.1 million barrels a day in February. North American energy supply will continue to play a key role in meeting global demand growth, and the Permian is positioned to drive a vast majority of U.S. production growth, Chief Executive Officer Willie Chang said Wednesday in a conference call with analysts. The company, which owns an 18,700 miles of conduits across the U.S. and Canada, said crude oil volumes transported on its Permian pipeline system jumped 26% in the fourth quarter from a year earlier.
Wow.
Exceeding analyst estimates. So there you go. Permian's here to stay.
Yeah, and that's in New Mexico and Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
West Texas and eastern New Mexico.
Well, here we go. Energy news in my briefs. Gas Buddy says we haven't seen anything yet when it comes to rising gasoline prices, which now average $3.47 a gallon in the U.S. It predicts very much higher prices this summer.
I haven't seen anything that makes him my buddy.
I hear you. That's Gas Buddy. The Tennessee Valley Authority, the nation's largest public power company, is launching a program to develop and fund new small modular nuclear reactors as part of its strategy to dramatically reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
I've been talking about that for a while.
It's just the application, you know, getting them set up, seeing what they're capable of doing. You know, how are you going to regulate them? What are you going to do with the waste?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a whole lot of stuff going on with that deal. Executives from EQT Corp, a major consumer of the Mountain Valley Pipeline, told Wall Street analysts that they aren't expecting it to go into service until the middle of 2023. And Duke Energy Corp, which plans to shutter all of its coal operations across six states by 2035, says it is expanding its decarbonization efforts. Also, U.S. utilities plan to retire a record-setting 23 gigawatts of coal-fired power plant capacity in 2028, on top of 51 gigawatts expected to go offline before 2028. California regulators sue Tesla, alleging the electric vehicle maker discriminates against black employees at its San Francisco factory. Lashing out because he moved to Texas. Here's a couple hitters from around the world. Canadian oil companies exported a record amount of crude oil of the U.S. Gulf Coast at the end of 2021, a trend that should continue in coming months as tight international oil markets are in need of the nation's heavy sour crude. And Norway's Equinor will pay out $10 billion to shareholders this year after it reported record fourth quarter pre-tax profits, joining European rivals and cashing in on a boom in oil and gas prices and sending its shares to new highs. And finally, chronic oil supply issues among a group of major producing nations threaten to heighten tightness and volatility in the energy market and push prices higher still, the International Energy Agency said Friday.
I hate that heightened tightness.
Heightened tightness, yeah. Go boxers then, I guess. I don't know.
Well, let's see. It's 35 degrees outside.
They say we might have some bad weather coming. I don't know.
Humidity's at 48%. Winds are southwest at 12. Dew points at 17. Wind chill's 27. And today we're going to be sunny with a high near 67. Southwest winds 6 to 13. Becoming south-southeast in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 20. That's a breeze.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 71. Windy with a south wind 17 to 26. Gust 37. All right, we're getting a little breezy now. Then starting Wednesday, we got a 20%, and this has been going down 10% seems like every day since it started. We got a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms afternoon, mostly sunny with a high near 70. Windy with a south wind 20 to 25, becoming east in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 36. Wednesday night, we've got a chance of rain before midnight and a chance of rain and snow between midnight and 3 a.m. Then chance of snow after 3 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 23. Windy, and the chances of precipitation are 50%, which that's a little better than the 20.
Wednesday night.
Thursday, we got a 20% chance of snow before noon, partly sunny with a high near 42. Windy. Friday, sunny with a high near 55. Saturday, is sunny with a high near 62. We'll be 67 on Sunday.
Wow. One little cold snap coming through.
We've just been having these weather patterns like this.
It's the climate change.
Yeah. Yeah, all that cold weather, and that's global warming. Let's take a look at stocks here. It's mostly in red. AEP is down 52 to 87.12. Apache's down $1.36 to 32.78. Let's see. Where'd I go? Okay, Chesapeake is down 90 to 68.25. Continental is down $2.03 to 57.61. ConocoPhillips is down 240 to 91.12. Devon's down $1.74 to 52.35. GE is up 26 to 97.09. They must have figured something out.
Oh.
Halliburton is down 58 to 32.94. H&P is down 19 to 33.81. Liberty Oilfield's down a dime to 11.95. Laredo Petroleum is down 46 to 73.50. Magellan Midstream's down 24 to 47.84. OG&E is down a penny to 36.72. One Oak is down $1.10 to 63.41. Panhandle Minerals is trading steady at 236. Nobody's looking at minerals today. Phillips 66 is down 237 to 90.83. Sandridge is down 21 cents to $12.03 a share. Schlumberger is down 58 to $40.04. And the Williams Company is down 50 to 30.21.
West Texas Intermediate is down 34 cents to $92.76 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. Brent crude oil on the ICE Futures Exchange down 43 cents, but still trading at $94.01 a barrel. Tokan crude oil in Japan is down 1,010 yen per kiloliter. And also NYMEX natural gas in the green. It's up $4.09 per million BTU. Again, we've got Senator Lankford supposed to be joining us Wednesday morning at 8:40. And then we've got Danny Don Greneman slated for this coming Thursday.
I may have to be 17th. Gone again Thursday.
Nah. I hear you. But yeah, no, he's going to come over and talk about his son-in-law, Dustin Nick's outfit, the Safety Flow. So we're going to visit with Dandy Don. So got a week planned for you folks. Don't forget, small schools basketball is in full swing as everyone through their district tournament. And so we'll have some more basketball action for you on ParagonTV.com coming up this week. Marriott starts their playoffs as well as Elk City. So got a lot of things going on basketball-wise here on our stations. Don't forget to go to our Facebook page and follow us or like us. Community calendar and events are on our Facebook page now, plus the local news with Jared Atha. Daily Ag Report by Jimmy the Clark. Also the Skinny on Sports and Skinny Calc. Plus the live radio shows like this one, like the early morning show, yeah. And Today in Ag.
You can watch us and listen to you and I talk.
Yeah, watch us do the show on the Facebook Live. And the Penny News Weather Report, that's all on our KECO Facebook page. Whew. You know, you got something planned for Mama for Valentine's Day, Butch?
Yeah, I'm going to go to work and stay out of her way.
Out of kid.
Yeah.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Yep. Yeah. Well, yeah, for the most part, yeah. Actually, she's been great. And, you know, all the humps and hills we've had to go over in our 31-year marriage are mostly because I built them.
Yeah, well, like I said, man, 39 years for me and Mama this year, and most of them happy.
Well, for me, on her count, I don't know. But, yeah, I'm sure we'll probably go somewhere and eat tonight or do something.
Well, from an old guy that's been married this long, let me give you a little piece of advice out there, guys. What your woman really wants from you is your time. Yeah. Give her some of your time. unabated, not like it's forced, but because you want to. That's what they want from you, your time. Have a wonderful Valentine's Day on behalf of all of our great sponsors and for Butch Black, who will be back again tomorrow, I assume.
As far as I know.
Fantastic. Yeah. Lord willing, the creek don't rise.
Yeah.
And so for Butch Black, I'm Sean Wilson. Thanks so much for listening. You're tuned to 96.5 KECO in Elk City. Have yourself a great day.